are left alive today who remember a run on the bank? 1929, the financial collapse not only of the stock market, but of the banks, who, when faced with large numbers of depositors demanding their money so they could go buy groceries now that they'd lost their jobs, suddenly found that there wasn't enough cash in the till. That can be a disaster. In fact, it was a disaster for this country and barely squeaked through by the Roosevelt administration and a whole lot of intervention by the federal government. But it happens. You don't read much about it. You sort of hear about it as it went by, and then nobody remembers it because whoever it was that went down like that just aren't around making news anymore. Romania, for instance, is on the verge of collapse. Now, we've heard about the Greeks being pretty much down the tubes and having to cut back drastically on everything from retirement to civil service, but Romania across the Adriatic is in real trouble. They just fired a quarter of all of their government employees. The rest of them, and this is a still vaguely transitory from a communist state, so a lot of people work for the government. The rest of the government employees are taking a 25% wage cut. The sales tax in the country has climbed from 19% to 24%. And all of this is to try and qualify to be able to borrow from the banks, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, etc., etc., enough money to put their grandchildren in hock forever. The country itself as an entity and its economy are no longer independent. They will be essentially vassals of the banks. I was talking to my crazed girlfriend up on the toll the other day, and she told me that she just watched Edgar Edwin Dumas' Count of Monte Cristo. And I sort of vaguely remembered it. A guy, you know, breaks out of prison and gets rich because he finds a treasure and takes it out on the people who put him in prison, etc. I had forgotten that the people who did Dumas wrong, the count wrong, were the bankers. And in fact, if you go back and look into the development of Western civilization, European civilization, banking has been our basic building block. Once you start being able to accumulate enough money to loan it to other people at interest, you're in the game. And until you can play in that game, you don't count. The situation currently, as we go into a long weekend in Kabul, is that the banks there have just suffered a serious run for 2 days, and this would be the third, because the top executives of the bank were discovered to be skimming large amounts of the money that was flowing through their till. Now, you got to remember that in Muslim countries in particular, banking is not exactly, it is not allowed to become a major part of government, etc. So you have banks that do not function for consumers with their little savings accounts. Banks are in charge of flowing vast millions and billions of dollars in aid and military payments and everything else through their tills in order to keep the proper operational support going for the government. That is now threatened. A run on the biggest bank in Afghanistan, the Bank of Kabul, is probably underway even as we speak. And if the government, or if the bank fails, what is exactly left of the Karzai government for us to be defending in our efforts to introduce democracy on the far side of the Himalayas? And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff. but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
I went to the country just the other day to see my Uncle Bill and sort of pass the time away. I asked him how it'd been since last I'd passed his way. He rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. My wife's been sick, and the young'uns too, and I am darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry, and the hens won't lay, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The hogs took the cholera, they've gone and died. The bees got mad and they left with a hive. The weevils got the corn, the rain rotted the hay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. Porch rotted down, that's more expense. The darned old mule, he tore down the fence. The mortgage is due and I can't pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The cow broke in the field and ate up the beans. The darn rabbits, they got the turnip green. And my ma-in-law just moved in to stay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yellow. You gotta sit on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. Well's gone dry. I have to tote the water up from the spring, about a mile and a quarter. My helper, he quit for lack of pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The house, it leaks. It needs a new top. When it rains, it wets everything we got. Chimney fell down just the other day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. Cornmeal's gone and the meat's run out. Got nothing to kill to put in the smokehouse. The preacher's coming Sunday to spend the day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The canned stuff's spoiled, or else the jars got broke. All we got left is one old billy goat. We're gonna have a new baby by May. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My crop is rotted in the ground. I asked for another loan, but the banker turned me down. But we're still living, and we're praying for better days. So after all, everything's in pretty good shape.
The squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California.